You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. It's Food Friday, and no matter where in the world you tune in to Central Time, chances are you're in or at least near a culture that cooks with rice. It's a staple food across the globe with varieties and uses that many of us aren't often exposed to. Its simplicity, its versatility inspired our next guest to open rice bowl restaurants and write a love letter to rice in the form of a new cookbook. J.J. Johnson is an award-winning chef and cookbook author who created the restaurant Field Trip in New York City. He's appeared on cooking shows on Food Network, Netflix, and HBO Max. He hosts his own show called Just Eats with Chef J.J. His new cookbook is called The Simple Art of Rice, recipes from around the world for the heart of your table. J.J., thanks a lot for joining us today.
Oh, thanks for having me.
You got started.
How's your day going?
Pretty good and better now that we're going to talk about rice. You got started,
yes.
JJ, with cooking early, you write, and you got started with rice early. Can you talk about some of your childhood memories of rice?
You know, I was in the kitchen with my grandmother all the time. I would stand up on a milk crate. I would peel some vegetables. I would wash the rice. And I was young. I was like 5 or 6 years old. My grandmother made the kitchen fun. She would play loud music. She had my great, great aunts with her in the kitchen, and always the table at the end always had a beautiful rice dish on it. I mean, you can smell the stock rumbling, the herbs chopping, getting mixed into that rice. In my cookbook, The Simple Art of Rice, I dedicate a recipe, of hers called BB Soupy Rice, which is a Puerto Rican dish called Aso Pau. That I loved as a kid, that I love as an adult, that's beautiful on a rainy day. But she would also make paella and cast iron pan. She would make chicken with rice and beans. I mean, those were some of my fondest memories as a kid. And the rice was always at the center of the table with our large family around it.
And JJ, you end up going to the Culinary Institute of America and working in a lot of restaurants of, like, I guess, American cuisine. And even though we have so many rice options in this country, in those venues, rice, you say, is kind of an afterthought if they talked about it at all. Why didn't rice, I don't know, get higher prominence in those culinary institutions?
You call it out, right? Like, at everybody's table, rice is there, if it's the perfect pot of rice or the unperfect pot of rice. But in the restaurants I worked in, the meal that we all would sit around the table at for restaurants is called family meal. And rice was always there. It was beautiful. It could be Spanish rice. It could be jollof rice. And the rice was so good. I would always wonder, why hasn't this rice from this cook make it to the table? Because everybody's eating it, from the owner to the chefs. It just made no sense. But, you know, rice has deep history here in our country. It was a cash crop at one point. People have told us it's not good for us. And that's what I'm trying to change in the book, The Simple Art of Rice, that rice is easy, makes your life easier. It is easy to cook, and it is good for you if you change your rice habits.
All right, let's get some advice on making perfect rice. Now, of course, rice cookers, you say those are just fine. But if we're making rice in a pot, let's say it's a long grain white rice, you know, people worry it's going to be too mushy, or I'm going to burn the bottom of it or whatever. What's the key to making it come out as close to just right as we can?
Okay, so super simple. You have to wash your rice first. You have to do that. You have to wash the rice so the water runs clear. And remember, rice doubles in size. Most of us are putting rice in a too small of a pot. So the top is hard and the bottom is mushy. So I recommend a 2-quart pot. That's about 4 cups of rice can fit in there. So you want to put 2 cups of rice in there. You want to pat it down. And then you want to take your third finger and put it on top of the rice. And then pour your water or your liquid right to your first knuckle. Now, it doesn't matter if your hand is bigger than mine or smaller than mine. It's going to work every time. And then you put a top on it. You put it on medium heat. It takes about 25 minutes to cook. Don't stir it. Don't shake it. Don't look at it. Remember, it's not pasta. It's rice. It wants to be left alone.
All right. Now, that's the basics. Let's get into a recipe now. You shared a couple with us. We've got them online at WPR.org/Food Friday. Now, this picture, I've been staring at it all day, and I want to eat this one, probably this weekend. Curried rice and chickpeas with eggs. This looks, you know, not super complicated. Can you tell us a little bit about this dish?
You know, this is a simple dish. This is what I call everything that's in your pantry, right? You have chickpeas in a can or they're frozen. You have some type of long grain rice. You have onions. You have curry spice that you're probably trying to figure out what to do with it. This brings a little bit of old Delhi from India into your kitchen. You put all these things in the pot. It's about 5 to 6 items. You make a beautiful sunny side up egg on the side. When this pot of rice is done, you fluff it, you put it in a bowl, you drop that egg on top, and you swoosh that egg yolk around. And I'm telling you, you get the beautiful fatness from the egg yolk. You get some spices from the curry. You get that beautiful earthiness from the chickpeas. And this is a good dish to put on the side with maybe another protein. Or if you're a vegetarian, this could be your one-hit wonder pot that everybody will fall in love with.
It's Food Friday. We are talking to J.J. Johnson, author of the new cookbook, The Simple Art of Rice, recipes from around the world for the heart of your table. If you're hungry, you can find that recipe at WPR.org/Food Friday. J.J., let's talk about rice variety. You know, growing up, you might have seen white rice and instant white rice. There's more and more, but we're just starting to knock on the door of the variety of rice around the world. How big is the rice world?
The rice world is extremely big. But the rice here in our country is big as well. You know, America, rice was a cash crop at one point. And in a lot of nooks and crannies in America, there's rice grown. I mean, America's rice is Carolina gold rice. If you've never had it, you should Google it and you should figure out how to get it mailed right to your house. It's a beautiful rice grain that comes from the Gullah Geechee, South Carolina area of America. But in the backyards of a lot of people in the deltas of Mississippi, in Arkansas, in Minnesota, in California, there's a lot of rice and a lot of rice that has a lot of history. And there's beautiful grains that we talk about in The Simple Art of Rice. But, you know, we should change the rice we're eating. I don't want anybody to eat enriched bleached rice anymore because there's such a beautiful grains out there that we should be embracing.
You share a story in the book, JJ. You wanted to get some of the rice that's native to Africa here in the United States. You were eventually successful when you actually went to Africa and brought it back. Tell us a little bit about that. And are we starting to see it actually get imported here?
So, you know, what I did was I was in Ghana and I was cooking in Ghana and Accra 10 years ago when I started to research rice really heavily. And what I learned was that there's two yellow brick roads of rice. There's the West African rice, and then there's the Chinese rice. And most of us, when we think about rice, we go automatically to China. But at one point, West Africa was fueling the world with rice. And all the rice that has come across the Atlantic is from West Africa. So, you know, Hill rice in Trinidad, you know, Carolina gold rice or Charleston gold rice in the Gullah Geechee Islands, Delta, the rice of Delta in Louisiana and Mississippi. All that rice has come from West Africa and is being grown here now. So, you know, West Africa is not exporting rice at the moment. Most of the rice they're eating there is basmati rice, unless you live in the hills in West Africa, like in Ghana or Nigeria. And I think everybody around the country is realizing that rice can help with climate change and the practicing of consuming better rice can help us all.
JJ, one thing I used to like to do a lot, especially when the kids are still in the house, is make a lot of rice and have it for leftovers. But sometimes, you know, it doesn't look that appetizing in the fridge. It feels a little dry. You have some advice on making our leftover rice better. And actually, some of your recipes you say work better with leftover rice. Can you talk about that a little?
Oh, yes. If you're a fried rice lover, you need 1 to 2 day old rice. You can't make fried rice with a fresh pot of rice. So in the book, I have Nigerian style lamb fried rice or Chinese egg fried rice. You need that leftover pot of rice. And who says you can't make rice with salads? So I do a beautiful brown and farro rice with prosciutto in it, or black rice with mangoes and endive. So that's the beautiful thing for me when it comes to rice, is that it makes our lives easier because you never are making just one small pot of rice. You always have this leftover. And what I do with my kids, we take the leftover rice and we throw it in our waffle batter, and we have beautiful rice waffles in the morning. That's a big family tradition that we keep alive with my Southern heritage that we truly love.
Now, we're just about at the end of our conversation. Good time for JJ, some dessert. And another recipe you shared with us, a coconut tahini, wait for it, Rice Krispie treat. I love the sound of that. I never would have thought of that. Tell us a little bit about this dessert treat.
I mean, who doesn't love Rice Krispies? You just got excited about Rice Krispies. It's a childhood memory. We all love it. And this one, I'm just taking some fun flavors. I always have coconut in my house. I was fortunate to cook in Israel and Jerusalem at one point, and I fell in love with tahini. And coconut and tahini go so well that I wanted to put this in Rice Krispie treats. This is something fun that you can get a big family in the kitchen with. You can make your own Rice Krispie treats. You can incorporate some new flavors, or I like to give out treats at the PTA meetings or when friends come over to take home. This is your go-to dish.
JJ, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us today.
Thank you.
That's JJ Johnson, chef, restaurateur, and cookbook author who hosts the show Just Eats with Chef JJ. He was with us today to share his latest cookbook. It's called The Simple Art of Rice, Recipes from Around the World for the Heart of Your Table. We've got two of those many, many recipes online at WPR.org/Food Friday. Got those Rice Krispie treats. And then one I asked for, I'll be honest, this curried rice and chickpeas with eggs. It looks fantastic. Find them at WPR.org/Food Friday. Make them this weekend.